with the scene of the crime, the lower field, where yesterday a neat pyramid of hay bales had been stacked. Now, only flattened grass and a few strands of golden hay remained. "Let's look for clues," Molly whispered. The first was a trail of sunflower seeds. The second, a set of tiny wheel tracks in the dirt. And the third, a suspicious note tucked into a molehill, written in looping handwriting. "This hay is required for a very secret purpose. Kindly refrain from chasing. Yours in Fluff, Agent Pom-Pom." Fluffy the duck blinked. "Agent who?" Molly narrowed her eyes. "Let's follow those wheel tracks." The trail led them through the orchard, where apple trees rustled with gossip. "The ducks have been awfully busy today," muttered one tree. "Rushing about with wheelbarrows and wearing helmets," whispered another. Sure enough, just past the orchard, Molly and Fluffy the duck found a group of ducks waddling hurriedly. Each wore a shiny silver helmet. One had a clipboard. Another had a walkie-talkie made from a walnut shell. "Excuse us," Molly said kindly. "Are you Agent Pom-Pom?" The duck with the clipboard flapped a wing. "No comment," Fluffy the duck held up the note. "We're investigating a hay disappearance." The ducks froze, then one quacked softly. "We weren't supposed to leave a note." Another duck hissed. "You signed it, Pom-Pom." Agent Pom-Pom, a short, round duck with a dramatic scarf, stepped forward. "I can explain," he said, "but only if you promise to keep our mission top secret." Molly and Fluffy the duck nodded solemnly. Agent Pom-Pom took a deep breath. "We're building a hay-powered flying machine." The ducks led them behind the old cider shed, where a strange contraption sat under a tarp. It had flapping wings made from old aprons, wheels made from pie tins, and a large seat covered in hay. "It's called the Hayhopper 3000, said Pom-Pom proudly. "We're trying to reach the Sky Farm." "Sky Farm?" Molly echoed. Agent Pom-Pom looked up. "Legend tells of a floating farm in the clouds, where the corn pops itself and it rains strawberry milk." Fluffy the duck gasped. "A cloud farm?" "We need hay," said another duck, "to power the propeller." "But you took all of it," said Molly, "even Daisy's bedtime snack bail." The ducks looked sheepish. One offered a biscuit as an apology. "We didn't think anyone would notice so quickly," said Pom-Pom. "We were going to return it, eventually." Molly sighed. "You can't just take things without asking." "But maybe we can help?" Agent Pom-Pom brightened. "You mean work together?" And so a deal was made. The ducks would return most of the hay, keeping just enough to test their invention. In exchange, Molly and Fluffy the duck would help them perfect the flying machine. They tested everything, different weights, wing shapes, even a catapult made from bungee rope and a trampoline. Fluffy the duck piloted the first test flight. It went 5 feet into the air and landed in a gooseberry bush. But by twilight, with moonlight glinting on helmeted duck brows, they were ready. "Ready for launch," quacked Pom-Pom. Molly gave the final push. The Hayhopper 3000 rolled down the hill, picked up speed, and with a mighty whoosh, lifted into the sky. The ducks flapped in formation, steering it carefully into the clouds. Then, a flash of gold. The Hayhopper glided over the horizon, trailing hay dust like fairy sparkles. The next morning, a gentle thud came from outside the barn. Granny Petal opened the door to find a crate of popped corn, 3 jars of strawberry rain, and a note. "We made it. The Sky Farm is real. Thank you. Agent Pom-Pom and the Cloud Quackers." Inside the crate was a little sky blue medal engraved with "Official Farmyard Hero, Hay Division." Molly pinned it to Fluffy the duck's chest. "Well done, detective," said Molly.